And welcome back to a very special year-end episode of This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez. And we are counting down our top 9 things that developers have been affected by this
top
year.
Top 9 trends Microsoft development community. Yeah.
And let's get right into it with our first one. These are actually in no order.
No, not at all.
So, Windows, Azure, and cloud enabling everything.
That's right. We've really seen Azure pick up a lot of steam, I think. No pun intended there. Steam, cloud.
That's hilarious.
But no, seriously, they've really been going gangbusters with innovations on the platform.
Tons of releases.
Yep, the Azure event a few weeks ago where we had just a huge number of people coming to watch the event, see what was going on there. And it's really great to see people embracing the platform the way that they have been.
And really, you also see, just as the meta trend, is cloud enabling everything, where you see even Microsoft Teams using Azure, for example, hosted TFS.
We've got a hosted Exchange. We've got Word, Excel. I mean, all this stuff working in the cloud. We've got
Office 365. I mean, we talked about just how much of our business has been cloud enabled in this year alone.
Integration between devices and SkyDrive. And actually, the one that really surprised me, but I love now, is if you've done the most recent Xbox 360 dashboard update, then you'll notice that you can actually save your games and all your profile settings straight to the cloud. It's amazing.
Love it.
And so you don't even need those memory sticks anymore. It's really, really nice.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Which brings us to our next story, the C++ Renaissance.
Yeah, I like the way you phrased this. It's really nice. It's nice to see C++ coming back and becoming a really relevant player in the space. Obviously, Windows 8 is really embracing the ability for you to build C++ Metro-style applications. And Visual Studio 11 as well is doing a lot of work to make sure that the tooling support that you get is great for C++ developers. So a lot of the application lifecycle management capabilities are going to work first class with C++. IntelliSense is coming back for C++. So really, it's nice to see us kind of come full circle.
And there's a C++ conference as well, the Going Native event that Charles is putting together in February that should be pretty awesome. So, Charles has been a big advocate for C++ inside Microsoft and just being able to tell the C++ story. And there's a huge contingent of people that are using C++ day in and day out. And these are pretty professional developers doing hardcore, very low level stuff.
Usually in the dark in rooms. You never see these people, of course, but they're out there.
Yeah. So now you can, because there's going to be an event and it's going to be live streamed as well.
Nice. Very cool. I didn't even know about that event. That's cool. So Windows 8 obviously is becoming real. You know, we've said that the beta is coming out in February, and the developer preview is out there now. And of course, we had the huge build event, which I think speaking even as a Microsoft employee, I was blown away by a lot of the stuff that was coming out in Windows 8. We didn't know until the day of some of the things that were happening, and it's an exciting time.
Absolutely. There's so much cool stuff going on. Whether it's just like the operating system and classic desktop mode for things, we were just talking about just the boot time.
Mm.
Just that, when they originally announced that, there was hundreds and hundreds of comments from people saying how awesome it was.
Or the new
boot time.
File copy experience, even the new task manager, all those sorts of things.
And then you start talking about Metro-style applications and the opportunity for developers. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to be huge, and you're going to see it. I think I can tell you now it's probably going to be one of our top stories next year because there's just so much excitement and energy around Metro-style applications.
Right. Yep.
So love that.
Cool.
I think this is also the year, there's certainly been a lot of toolkits and power tools where they went from, that's interesting, to this is a must-have for our project. So before we start doing anything, we need the Silverlight toolkit for Windows Phone because that has these three controls that we absolutely must have that our customers have come to expect in our Windows Phone application.
Yep, or the toolkit for creating social media-enabled games in the cloud, or obviously the ALM tools have a ton of power tools that are available. And actually, I don't know if you remember this, Dan, but we used to call them power toys way back in the day. And then people said, no, you're actually underselling them. These are power tools, and I need to convince my manager that I want to install these on all of our desktops, and you can't call them power toys. We got to call them power tools. So.
The productivity power tools have become one of those things, a lot of people, we'll say ReSharper as well. just must-have tools for Visual Studio. So certainly you're seeing things where people have to have their environment before they can even feel productive.
Yep.
You know, either have Visual Studio extensions or toolkits for their projects.
Right. Yeah, so it's really cool.
The other one is Kinect for Windows SDK.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, like, everything that we've talked about since, I think it was Mix, was when we originally had our coming out party where we had a bunch of demos on stage at that event, to the actual release of the beta in June, and certainly much more stuff to come that we've announced. I think it was the next quarter, or first quarter of next year, whatever the exact way to phrase that is. But there's so much exciting stuff happening around the Kinect for Windows SDK, and you see it day-to-day in the post that Greg Duncan does on Coding for Fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really nice to see Rob Relia over there, too. Obviously, longtime dev guy, really knows how to ship great software and SDKs, and so him kind of leading that team over there. Really means good things for developers, and obviously Coding for Fun, you guys have built a lot of really cool things.
Sure.
We're excited about the upcoming show, about the West Coast Customs. Can't wait to find out more about that in the new year sometime.
So, but that's another thing where people are like, could I Kinect enable my application in some way, shape, or form? Lots of interest there.
And you know what? I have to say, until the latest fall update of the dashboard, the Xbox 360 dashboard, I really didn't give much credence to the voice-enabled capabilities of Kinect. But now that they've really lit up the rest of the dashboard for voice, it's actually really good.
Especially jumping between panes and things like that.
Yeah, so. And it's Metro style, so it's all coming together. Yeah.
So that leads us to async programming. And, you know, async programming has been something developers have done for a very long time. And why I think it's interesting is we're hitting the inflection point where developers are actually saying, okay, you are in some way forcing me with Windows Phone, where calls, for example, to websites could only be done async, that I now need to do things like dispatcher, begin invoke, do everything async. I couldn't call a WCF service regularly. I couldn't make a web call. Everything had to be async. And you start seeing a lot of developers change the way they program to be async. And now with the release of Windows 8 and the deep async support there. So developers...
Not only async support, but async requirements in order to ship an app.
Yeah, like you want to use parts of File.io, you're going to be doing it in async. Any web request, you're going to be doing it in async. I mean, this is... major, and the APIs themselves in terms of the async and await stuff for C# and VB are awesome. They're just so great to use. So async, I think, is going to be one of those things where we're already starting to latch on, and I think we're just going to love the fact that this stuff is baked deeply into Windows 8.
Right, and related to that, of course, there's continued investments in doing multi-core programming, so that's big in .NET Framework 4.5. Mm-hmm. And also, are you familiar with C++ AMP?
That's another classic example of how we've gone big on async.
Yeah, so the ability for you to do asynchronous operations over on the GPU is just really, really cool stuff.
So another big trend this year, and really, what a great year NuGet has had, because it has gone from, hey, we released this stuff
it's a verb.
Yeah.
You have to NuGetify your stuff.
NuGetify everything. Yeah. I mean, you find everyone. It's like, hey, I'm going to send you an email. It's a NuGet package, and just install it, and you can read my email. Like, it's that crazy in terms of everything that's in NuGet.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a must-have, and I think it's clearly a trend that will continue.
Yeah, absolutely. Another trend that we're seeing a lot is the whole camps model, such as the web camps and the ability for you to watch all these events live streaming. Obviously, we're in kind of a global, I don't know if it's a recession technically, but the economy's hurting. And so the ability for us to spin up all these kind of agile events that are local down the street from you or streamed online so that you don't even have to go to the physical event is really something that we've seen a huge popular response from a lot of the development community out there.
Yeah, and if you haven't gone to these, you know, just call them X camps or whatever, but I think the difference between these is your typical lecture where somebody's just sitting there talking, going through slides, is these are primarily hands-on. So there's you know, the learning up front, and then the rest of the time it's hands-on. And I love that approach.
Yeah.
I love that approach.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Definitely cool stuff.
Like summer camp. You learn how to shoot archery and go to the rifle range and all sorts of stuff. So it's cool. So HTML5 and JavaScript obviously has also been a really huge trend this year and is going to continue to pick up steam moving forward.
Yeah, you know, we've certainly seen, there's been a number of releases. I think this was the year IE9 released, right? So, start looking back and thinking how crazy a year it was, but HTML5 and having that high-level support for HTML5, JavaScript, a GPU on Canvas, and a number of those different technologies really sort of paved the road for Windows 8 to support it deeply in their programming model for Metro-style applications.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, I'm waiting for HTML6, but that's okay.
All right.
So these are our predictions for 2012.
Instead of our picks of the week, it's predictions. So Brian's prediction.
Yeah, so call me crazy. You can say what you want, but I think this is the year of the Windows phone. So I really feel good about this. You know, everybody that I talk to that has used a Windows phone or that owns a Windows phone just absolutely loves it. I've talked to a lot of people that have come from other devices over to Windows phone, and they absolutely love it. Obviously, there's not a lot of market awareness out there. You can walk into your average retail store, and a lot of times the sales reps aren't always familiar with that as compared with some of the other alternatives. But I think we're starting to reach that inflection point. And so,
and you know, with Nokia's phones in Europe, you know, at least the things seem promising.
Absolutely.
To support your prediction.
And once Nokia comes to the U.S., and I don't know when that's happening, I think they've announced next year, but once they officially come to the U.S., I know they're coming to T-Mobile soon, then I think that's really going to change everything. So so we'll have to check back in next year and see where we're at.
Yeah. So my prediction's an easy home run, which is you will see WinRT versions of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So all the library makers, you know, people that are doing zip libraries, compression libraries, FTP libraries, user controls, gallery
Twitter
controls.
Twitter clients, spinning tea kettles, those basic
Twitter
ones.
API wrappers. Yeah. You name the service, it'll have a wrapper and it'll say, you know, this is supported on WinRT. Today, you can't really find those, and I think next year, it's just going to be a mass explosion of WinRT, and they're probably going to be on NuGet.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would imagine so.
So there you go. Those are our predictions, and this is our last show for the year.
Yes.
So we'll catch you all in January, and happy holidays to all.
Yes. See you next year.
Thanks. Right.